I remember the first time I pushed the accelerator down, we like zoomed across the parking lot. And actually in Chicago, you could get a waiver if you pass your driver's ed written test. And so that's how I got my license.
My first race, I didn't get to take the green flag that day for the race because we had a fire in the car.
Everybody told me that if the guy fails you, it'll be because you pull up the stop sign and you don't stop behind the white line. So got my mom's Cadillac, came up to the white line, stopped about 4 feet behind the white line. And he said, go back to the office.
When I was in London, I didn't have a local driver's license. I had a license in Switzerland. And so I submitted that Swiss license to the UK driving authorities. The license came back and with a note saying, we see you got your Swiss license because you have an American license, so we're not going to accept it.
The first time I drove, my mom took me to a parking lot and she's like, hey, you're getting your driver's permit soon, so why not practice before you're actually on the road? And I remember the first time I pushed the accelerator down, we like zoomed across the parking lot and I was just baffled at how lightly you have to touch the accelerator. And actually in Chicago, or at least in the Chicago suburbs, you could get a waiver, which I believe is a thing across a few different states, at least that I've heard, but you can get a waiver if you pass your driver's ed written test. And so that's how I got my license, was I got that waiver. And just to be difficult, the state every quarter will pick 3 dates that if your birthday falls on that date, you still have to take your driver's test. So my birthday, of course, fell on that. And they were like, you can take your test now and get your license, or you can come back October 1st and just use the waiver. And I was like, I earned that waiver. I'm going to come back. So I waited an extra 5 weeks to get my license.
My first race was in 2010, and I got to experience a modified four-cylinder for the first time. And I practiced the Friday before, and it was Saturday. I honestly didn't get to take the green flag that day for the race because we had a fire in the car before we even took the green. So I was a wreck. Just the car felt good. It felt fine in practice, but I heard something pop. And I'm thinking, I wonder what it was. I didn't know if maybe it was a backfire or something goofy. So I'm sitting on the grid, and all of a sudden I start seeing a bunch of smoke coming up from the gearbox. And I'm thinking, oh, that's not right. So I called on the radio and I said, guys, we got smoke coming up. The car owner, God love this guy, he says, just tap on the gas and clear the carburetor out. It'll work. Okay, so I did that. It got progressively worse. Come to find out it was flames and something caught on fire. And I was screaming, scrambling to get out because I couldn't breathe. And I usually race with my visor up a little bit so it doesn't fog up and I can breathe. And all that started getting in there. And so I didn't get to take the green flag in my first race because of that. And I actually was in the ambulance getting oxygen.
I went to driver's training. I was super excited about going to driver's training. I was 15 years old. That was a long time ago. Jimmy Carter might have been president. No, that was a long time ago. Yes. I was super excited. I went to the Secretary of State, took my road test. Everybody told me that if the guy fails you, it'll be because you pull up the stop sign and you don't stop behind the white line. That's the thing that this guy failed people for. So got my mom's Cadillac, went down Secretary of State, came up to the white line, stopped about 4 feet behind the white line, completely looked over at the guy, inched up, looked both ways, turned right, and he said, go back to the office. And he signed a little thing and handed it to me. So I didn't have a long test because I had good knowledge of what he was looking for.
Oh gosh, me, that's a long time ago. But an interesting story about driver's test. So like I told you, I lived in Switzerland, and then I moved from Switzerland to London. And when I was in London, I didn't have a local driver's license. I think you can drive a year or so in most countries before you need to get a local license. And I don't know, I'd been there 4 or 5 years, and they wouldn't, because of some governmental tit for tat, I think, the UK doesn't issue driver's license to Americans just by virtue of them having an American license, which they do in most countries. If you have an operator's license, generally another country will say, okay, fine, you've got a license, you can have a license. But the UK wouldn't do that because the US doesn't do that for British drivers either. I think I was probably 45 years old at the time, and I'd been driving illegally for years. I just didn't mind. It wasn't a thing for me. And then one of my administrative assistants said, you have to get a license, and insisted that I for the test and take the practical. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. I had a license in Switzerland, and so I submitted that Swiss license to the UK driving authorities because you can get a license in the UK if you have a Swiss license. So I sent it into them and waited a couple of weeks, and it finally came back in the mail. The license came back and with a note saying, "We see you got your Swiss license because you have an American license, so we're not going to accept it." So that's why I just decided I'll show these people. I just won't get a license. But as I say, eventually my assistant insisted that I get one, and I sat for the test. And I was incredibly nervous for a 45-year-old man who'd been driving for, I don't know how many, 20-plus years. But it was fine. Again, the examiner was a super nice guy. And I took the tactic of just talking to him, not focusing on the driving, not focusing on anything else, but just starting up a conversation. And sure enough, he passed me, and no big problem.